to hear your voice. Lord, you remember what you spoke to Saul. Say that the Lord has chosen you to see the Holy One, to hear His voice. My God, Father, we thank you for the privilege to see you, to hear your voice. Father, Paul will later speak, say that God, who foreknew me, who separated me from my mother's womb, who called me to reveal His Son in me, that I might preach Him among the Gentiles. Father, we want to thank you for this great privilege. Lord, as we gather tonight, as we sit at your feet, as we hear your word, we ask that our eyes might be opened again, that we might know you, in the name of Jesus Christ. For you say that this is life eternal, that we might know you, the only true God. We ask for the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ to come to every heart in this place, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that in knowing you, we shall be saved. We bless you tonight, Lord. Have your way. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother, we thank God. Hallelujah. For this second phase. We are trusting God that you'll be quick. You know, Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are what not? Spirit and life. They are living things. Praise the name of the Lord. They have power to, you know, say that it's living and active. Quick, praise the name of the Lord. King James says, quick and powerful. And that translation says it is full of living power. In other words, in the word spoken, there is energy to be able to express the thoughts in that word. Praise the name of the Lord. Friend, I don't know if you're following. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's focus. As He is being dealt with, so also we are being dealt with. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This same thing in Him is in us.
Yes.
You understand the point?
Yes.
And the Father is also chastening us.
Yes.
You know, and it's important that we, you know, chastening has a very good, you know, I saw initially he was all over the place. After the chastening, there was a strong change. No, that's the fact. When we follow God's way, we get God's results. Praise the name of the Lord. And I believe that as the word of the Lord reveals the way of God to us, there will be a commitment on our part to respond. Praise the name of the Lord. And to follow God's way. Because God has a destination. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, there are things about God, the salvation that God is offering us in Christ Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I was sharing with if you understand, okay. I was watching somebody on TV, Joel Austin, and he was saying, they were interviewing him, live program, and he was not sure if Jesus was the only way. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He was not sure. Jesus
was the only way.
God. He said, it's only God that knows.
Oh my God.
You know, and I remember Benny Hinn was reacting to that. Benny Hinn was reacting to that. Praise the name of the Lord. He said he felt like jumping to the TV.
He was smashing his feet.
That's me.
So Benny Hinn said it on his own program.
Yes. On his own. The two are all on YouTube now. You can watch both of them. Praise the name of the Lord. He said it's only God that knows. In other words, he was so concerned about maintaining his audience and his church that he denied God. Praise the name of the Lord. Denied the Lord. But that man for you. Praise the name of the Lord. That man. But you see, they were dealing with the same situation all around us. God is bringing us to the point when we have to answer certain questions. You know, I was telling Brother sometime, when Pilate was questioning Jesus, he actually thought Jesus was a person on trial. He didn't know that he was the one on trial.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the point? You know, it's important that we see. In this world, people, you know, see from, in fact, we do not see, or we think that we see.
Mm.
You know, I was following up, you know, Pontius Pilate. After he took, because he was actually trying to save his position.
Yes.
Do you understand the point?
Mm-hmm.
The Jews, Caiaphas and Ananias, had pinned him to a very difficult spot. They were threatening to incite a riot.
Mm.
And he didn't want it by all means. Because once the Reformation gets to Rome,
mm-hmm.
his position was going to be, you understand, compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, in order to do that, he had to do something he knew was not the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, his thinking was, what is one man compared to my, do you understand, my position, my political career? Unfortunately for him, after he had done that, sentenced the man to death, and the man had died, and life continued. The riot that took place in Jerusalem, and he had to use force. In fact, he used excessive force to quell it. The slaughter was much. Rome recalled him. And after that recall, Pontius Pilate never got any appointment again in Rome. I don't know if you understand the point.
Yeah.
That was the end of his career.
Okay.
We're trying to save it, but
he lost it.
Well, I remember God said something like he wonders how he ended up.
Yes. He went, in fact, one of the things was that he went for an exile.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because they called him back and hanged him. That they just hung him politically, and that was the end of him.
And his wife warned him.
Yes.
Just to get his wife.
Yes, that was the end of the story. You see, so at certain points in time, we have some very serious decisions to make. At the same time that we make them,
right.
Not for political expediency,
mm-hmm.
but to stand in the right place with God.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if Pilate had taken the right decision, I said, this man is innocent, and I released him. Nothing would have happened.
Yes, of course.
Nothing would have happened.
Mm.
Do you understand the point? Because he could have defended that thing. Because, I mean, by Roman law, and Romans are stickler for law. Do you understand the point? They are stickler for law.
Mm.
By Roman law, that man should not have been condemned.
Mm.
But he didn't do it. And eventually he lost that in the bigger picture. And so we find ourselves today sometimes having to make certain compromises because we feel that it will solve an immediate problem or to lose out in the bigger picture. Praise the name of the Lord. The word that we hear today is actually to bring us to be in a position to make certain decisions that look difficult now. Praise the name of the Lord. But eventually you find that the moment you're able to do it, your deliverance comes. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let's continue with Luke chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just stay there and trust the Lord to help us this evening. Luke chapter 2.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we'll read this time around from that verse 21. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through this.
Mm-hmm.
But we just say it because it's going to form the background of what we're going to be talking about tonight. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was announced before he was born. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
To Mary. Mary is a type of each and every one of us here. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
She was a virgin. She had found favor with God. In Israel, every young girl kept herself in hope that she would be the one to do what now? To bring forth the Messiah.
Yeah.
That was the basis. That was the, how do you say it in English language now? That was the reason for purity. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment you mess yourself up, you've lost that opportunity. Now consider today, the reverse is the case. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow the devil has been able to manipulate. You know, it's so strange that virtue suddenly has become an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
It's an embarrassment that the young lady is a virgin.
Yes.
It's embarrassing.
Yes.
I mean, it really doesn't make sense, but that's the truth.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing. Among her schoolmates, she doesn't do, she dare not say.
Can't say it. Or he.
Do you understand the point? He or he. Yeah, it's also a he thing too. He dare not say it. To me, you mean? And sometimes you have to lie. Do you understand the point? Why? Because the enemy has manipulated himself into a position of influence. Because men refuse to acknowledge God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, another spirit is now in a position of influence. And he is now dictating. He has made a decree. No virgin in Israel. No virgin in Britain. No virgin in Nigeria, no virgin in America. Do you understand? That's a decree. And officers have gone out to go and enforce it. In the schools, there are people who are on a campaign to eradicate it. Do you understand? And you see, they take so much trouble.
Yes. They give the
interceptors. Do you understand? What? They take so much trouble. So you have teachers, you have students, all on a war. You know, I remember when I was reading about this lady, Madeleine O'Hare, who has heard of Madeleine O'Hare here? Madeleine O'Hare is one of the people you remember. They were people that changed the scenario. She was the founder of American Association for the Advancement of Atheism, the 4A's. You understand? The first atheist association in America. She founded it. You know, Madeleine O'Hare got. Yeah, which, what, you have, okay, you've not heard of her. Now, just when you get on Google, you search her out. Okay? She's very famous.
Google.
You know, part of the legislation in America, you know, the system has been designed to function on legislation. Something went wrong in American literature, you know, the American legal system. The law courts, they are supposed to, you know, interpret laws, but somehow they have maneuvered themselves into a position where they make laws. Do you understand the point? So somehow the Supreme Court has actually taken the job of the, you know, the legislature. So the enemy's camp also said, fine, that's our target. So they have put the package meant for the Supreme Court. So they now make laws by their decisions instead of interpreting laws. So all they need to do, instead of pressing for a law for this, they just package a case and take it to the court to test.
Yes, and once
they get a judgment, it becomes a law.
Mm-hmm.
In law, actually called stare decisis. It is what they call judicial precedent.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually supposed to be based on a law that exists in there. But they need it. And many years ago, a judge, a jurist in Britain here, Lord Denning, began to express worry about the way American legal system was going. Now, Madeleine O'Hare began to propagate atheism. For the first time, the atheist came out of the closet.
The closet, yeah.
So he put on his sticker, Jesus Christ, super fraud. He put on his sticker, God is bunk. Then they had their, you know, mission statements. One of them is to deliver mankind from the worship of a verbal non-entity. Yes, they declared war on God. They say that it's important because the hidden are already raging.
Yeah.
And the people are imagining events. You don't bother about this thing.
God is laughing.
Why? Because the most one who sits in the heavens will laugh.
Amen.
And if we are also seated with him in the heavens, we shall also what? Laugh. Yeah. Laugh.
Oh,
you understand?
Yeah.
They say it is vain for you to kick against the priest.
Oh,
you understand?
Yeah.
These people are allotted a particular time.
Mm.
Mm. Say this is the hour of darkness.
Mm.
Fine. Just do what you can do within this period.
Mm.
But Madeleine O'Hare, you know the funny thing? She raised war against God and said that they want to remove the superstitious inscription that defaces their currency. They want it removed. In God we trust. The superstitious inscription. Okay. Now that's the part of their game. And at the end of the day, she fought. You know what the Lord did? They did a very simple thing. Molly O'Hare had a son named Billy. You understand? The Lord just walked into the place and fixed the young boy. Are you getting the point now?
Yes.
Now, not that was not the end of the story. You know how Molly O'Hare died?
The
organization she set up was growing. Chapters all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Then she was running it. Then one of her employees in that thing became fraudulent. You know, well, he felt they were also making money, so why shouldn't he make the money? So then when the woman sacked her, he now went and kidnapped her and kidnapped her daughter. Those were the two top members of this thing. They were violently anti-God. Do you know, this man took them, kept them, tortured them. I mean, that woman died perhaps the most horrible death any human being can die. Do you understand? You know, it was, they discovered the remains, it's not even corpse, because there was no corpse left to discover. Because the man tortured both of them. So it was a terrible situation for her. In fact, even when it was discovered, the police refused to investigate the thing. Do you understand the problem? Nobody was
interested. The judgment, right?
Somebody was interested in touching her matter. That was her story. You know, she rose up like Herod to fight against God, and she became a classic example of the end of all those who praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. But the point is that what they were doing, they were molding public opinion against God.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, they put it in the schools. So when a young girl gets into school, that authority, that decree comes up. Do you understand the point? Mm-hmm. And she finds herself, you know, submitted to it. Why? It's all around her. Teacher is spouting the thing. Her fellow students are spouting it. Do you understand the point? So suddenly, if she comes from a Christian home, she finds herself in conflict.
Ashamed.
Do you understand the point now? So she takes it out on her parents.
They bully her.
Yes. Do you understand the point? So sometimes she takes it out, she comes back and just begins to become aggressive towards his or her parents. It's like, you people are the one putting me into, you understand, this struggle. Why can't I be a normal person like every other person? It's actually the beast. You have to stand against the beast. Do you understand the point? The people who overcame this, when you say beast, sometimes it looks so far away. Do you understand the point? No, it's there. It's with us every day.
Inside
us. It's here.
You understand the point? Look at, we're talking about is the beast system that has been structured to put God out of the picture. That's the thing, war against God. Every thing, just take God out. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, you see, the most apt lesson is what God, you know, told Saul. Hey, it is futile to kick against what now? The pricks. Do you understand the point? It is the most vain thing in life. You know what the pricks are? A prick is a sharp stick, or made of wood, or made of iron. Usually, because you know, donkeys are very stubborn, difficult creatures. So when they are moving, you have to be, you understand, just prodding them with it so that they can move. So you can imagine a person. You see, kick the thing and you begin to kick the sharp end of it. You understand? What do you think happens?
You will hurt yourself.
You wound yourself, and at the end of the day, you're going to be frustrated because you would have achieved nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. The system that we're involved in. Praise the name of the Lord. But for us, God is doing something very unique. Here, we see a woman. God sent an angel to Mary, telling Mary, "Say, look, you have found what now? Favor." I don't know whether you understand it, but the words that you hear are very precious words. Do you understand the point? Sometimes you walk around the street, you see people around who have never heard, and you ask yourself, "What made me?" Do you understand the point? Why did it have to be me to hear this? I believe there's something about favor in this thing. Do you understand the point?
Yes.
There's something about the sovereignty of God that is beyond our comprehension.
Yes,
you see, you have found favor with God. Maybe he wasn't expecting God that night. I don't know whether it was in the morning or in the night. I don't know. You understand the point? When the angel came. But if you ask me, I'll suspect it was in the evening. By the time of the evening sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know. But she wasn't probably, she was just probably just doing her normal things. I'm just blessing the Lord in their heart. Maybe she was singing a psalm. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Do you understand? And because after the angel left, she began to bless God again. Do you understand the point? See, my soul doth magnify the Lord. She found what now, brethren? Favor with God. I consider myself favored to hear this word.
Your ears are what now? Are blessed.
Sometimes, you know, when people talk like this, the whole earth is going into meltdown. You understand the point? Believe me, everybody is afraid. Nobody knows what is going to happen. Government are scared. They are putting up a front. You understand? You can't just come and fold your hand, you know, say it's all over. You understand? They are deceiving people. When they talk among themselves, they know that when Jonathan is telling you that they are fighting Boko Haram, he knows that they're strong. You can't fight what you don't see. That's one of the things. Even people who are, you know, talking about him, I say, if you were in that position, tell me what you would do. You understand the point? And if you know what to do, go and tell him you will do it. You understand the point? America has gone to Afghanistan. In fact, they are just trying to pull away with pride. You understand? To retain a vestige of their pride.
Because they have lost
some. What you are dealing with? You are actually dealing with spirits. You understand the point? When you meet somebody who is prepared to die, how do you fight that person? Are you understand the point? It's easier when you fight somebody who wants to fight, who wants to deal with you and run away. It's easier, but somebody comes with a bomb and says, okay, you know, I'm just coming now. You know, I was watching something yesterday. I think you should watch The Killing of America. Just check it on YouTube.
The Killing of America.
Interesting documentary. I was amazed. Said how, you know, this death, this violence, you understand, started in America. It started at a particular point in time. Do you understand? All of a sudden, it now became, it was in the 60s. Do you understand? Suddenly became, and what now? Everyday affair. He showed Kennedy. 1 minute, Kennedy was smiling.
Never.
I don't understand the point. And Kennedy was the pride of America. The pride of America. Then from there, the whole country went wild. By the time the brother came in, he was on line to be president. He was dead. Martin Luther, that same 1960s like that. Martin Luther, Pusha, everything was good. You know, and then America went haywire. The hippies took their own, and you know, then the nudists. You understand? Everybody, that year, the 60s was the year man cast off restraint. Humanity.
Jesus. The beast came up.
Yes. That, you know, all this while they have been pretending. You understand the point? Paying lip service. You know, over the years, by the time certain philosophers had been coming out and challenging the established, listen, you say there is God. And they started, little by little, they were eroding. Eroding, waiting. You know, just like what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. That the mystery of iniquity is what now? At work. It says the mystery worketh. And he said that word worketh. Just like the activity of termites eating under a wooden floor. You think the floor is still okay, but something has been eating. That's what the fabrics of humanity. You know, the fear of God has been taken away. So people can now do certain things. You know? So at a point in time, that which was a mystery has broken off openly. Now that's in the world. The next stage of this open rebellion is in the church. The same thing you see that has happened in the world is about to happen in the church.
It has started.
Now, of course, you know this. You don't know this. You know, the truth is, for now, some are still saying we are doing the Lord's business in the name of Jesus, you know, and all that and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But very soon,
mm-hmm.
you understand, the thing will come out openly.
Yeah.
And that's the time.
Mm-hmm.
It will come out openly. Now, if in, you know, like when, you know, the man who had the vineyard, they sent mm-hmm. out, he rented it.
Mm-hmm.
So he will send his servant to go and get me the fruit at a particular season, maybe Passover. And no, sure, they will beat them, throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over time, when the open rebellion comes, is when he sends what now?
His son.
Notice that, is when he sends his son. So right now, the son, the voice is already, he's already speaking. They're sensing it that he's coming.
They're getting ready.
They're getting ready.
For the real war.
You understand the point now, they're getting ready.
Mm.
You see, that's when the Lord says, I want my congregation. He says, it's not your congregation.
Mm.
It's our what were you when I was building this church?
Mm-hmm.
You see, I thought you were, you said it was in my name.
My flock.
So leave that, you know. This is my
kingdom.
My kingdom. So let us kill him.
Oh,
the vineyard will become what now? Ours.
Mm.
So we're all walking towards an open manifestation.
Yeah.
But there's good news. It's not all the bad ones. The good one is just about to be openly manifested to you.
Amen.
Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
God also has been working. You know, John said, beloved, now are we the children of God. We are still babes.
Mm.
You understand? Growing up.
Mm.
It has not yet been made open.
But we
what
shall.
We shall be.
Mm.
You understand? Amen. But we are confident of this thing. That
yes.
However he looks like when he appears, that's how we're going to look like.
Yeah.
And because we have this hope,
yes.
We say no to ungodliness.
Oh, yes.
We say no to fornication.
Yes. Yes.
We say no to uncleanness.
Amen.
We say no to rebellion.
Amen.
You understand the point?
Mm-hmm.
We say no to carnality, to worldliness.
Yes.
We say no to it.
Mm.
That virgin must keep herself,
yes,
so that she can bring forth the Messiah.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Many are disqualifying themselves,
mm.
but Mary did not disqualify herself.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
She kept herself. So when the angel was speaking to her, it was not too strange.
Mm.
Do you understand the point?
Mm.
Obviously, she had known that a virgin would conceive. It is preached in the synagogue every day. So she was asking, how can this be? How is it going to happen?
Mm.
And you see how the angel responded to her. You know how he responded to Zechariah?
Mm.
You know, people ask different questions. I'll give another illustration.
Amen.
You know, when Jesus was made manifest, you know, and John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of his disciples, many of them did what now? Began to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was these two of them, Andrew and who else now? They were following him from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And Jesus was walking. He knew they were following him, but he just kept walking. He was testing them to see how far they would go with him. You know, that's the way Jesus was. He just pretended as if he didn't know they were there. You know, sometimes you could be seeking something from God, and the Lord pretends as if he's not hearing your prayer. Are you getting the point now? What does he want to know if you're going to do what now?
Follow him in spite of.
You know, so he was just going. After a while, he suddenly turned back and saw the two guys. He said, what do you guys want?
Master,
are you getting my point? What do you want? I know they asked him, where did you do it? Do you understand the point? Where did you do it? In other words, they expressed a desire for a personal, what now? Relationship. And he said, come and see.
Mm-hmm.
He was another guy that came to ask the same question.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he told that one?
Foxes
have holes. Have nest. You understand the point?
Mm-hmm.
But the Son of Man has no place to lay.
But well, then the man left.
Do you understand the point now?
The same question. No space for the family.
For the Lord.
Yes.
You know, some people say, we want to follow you. But they don't have space.
Mm. Yeah. No room for him in the inn.
No room for him in the inn.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
You see? Yeah.
So, the Lord tests people.
Yeah.
So when Mary asked that question, the Lord responded to her heart. And said, this is how it's going to happen. That the Holy Spirit will do what now?
overshadowing.
Praise the name of the Lord. In the Holy Spirit overshadowing. So, Father, there is a reason for us to keep ourselves. There are two religions is keeping yourself what now? Unspotted.
Amen.
You know, when we talk about this thing, sometimes people think, oh, you people are always too what now? Extreme.
Yeah.
Extreme. The world wants to spot you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to put a blemish.
Yeah.
A spot. A wrinkle upon you.
Yes.
Sorry, please. Praise the name of the Lord. But it is our, we must be conscious that we must remain what now? Unspotted.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We must remain unblemished, unwrinkled by the world. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So the word that the angel spoke to Mary, came to pass.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to see something similar as we look at Genesis chapter 17. Circumcision and the word spoken. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, I hope we're taking care.
Amen.
Mary spoke, the angel spoke a word to Mary and gave her a word. She will bring forth Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, for us, what does that mean? It means that out of our personality, out of our soul, do you understand the point? The personality of God is going to come forth.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we getting the picture?
Amen.
It's as simple as that.
Amen.
And they will call his name what now?
Yeshua.
The salvation of Jehovah. How does God save? The Bible says he is able to save to what now? The uttermost. Now, any salvation that stops short is not what God has in mind. Are you getting my point now?
Mm-hmm.
The salvation of Jehovah is a salvation unto what now?
Yeah.
The uttermost. Complete. Total.
Mm-hmm.
Full. In other words, this salvation that we're preaching has a definite beginning. It has a definite process. It has a definite what now?
Mm-hmm.
Conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just that you are born again and now you are waiting on to make heaven. You understand the point? God has a plan beyond that. God wants to present you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He wants to show you to creation. Are we together?
Amen.
At a finished work. He will call the devil. The devil will come and see. Do you understand me, brethren?
Yes.
He must reveal, he must present you.
Amen.
As proof of his saving strength.
Mm-hmm.
As proof that if men follow his way, this is how they will end up.
Amen.
Brethren, are we together?
Mm-hmm.
Man, the other proof, the other one has shown up. Man is already, what you see at this time of the end is a proof that when men walk away from God, they will get Boko Haram.
Yes.
Are you getting my point? They will get HIV.
I guess so.
You understand the point? They will get war.
Cancer.
They will get cancer.
Mm.
All of this is a proof.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
And when that proof has been put, God is also going to put his proof on the side.
Mm.
The two will stand together.
Mm.
Do you understand the point?
Yes.
And that is judgment in itself.
Hallelujah.
That is judgment in itself.
Yeah.
It is up to you now to look.
Mm.
The nations will look at it and say, no, the way of the Lord is the way to follow. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, brethren. And also, we are being prepared to be presented.
Amen.
We are being prepared to be presented as proof.
Amen.
As God's proof. It says, you are my witnesses. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, so the name that the angel spoke came to pass. But that name was not named until after 8 days. And the child was now what now? Circumcised. I said that earlier. When a child is born, a son, a male child, okay, they don't give him a name. They say, praise God though, you understand the point?
Mm.
Brother Kaide has gotten a son.
Yeah.
But they have to wait until after 7 days. On the 8th day, they will take a sharp knife.
No.
You understand that, brother?
Yeah.
And do what now? And circumcise him. And as we're going to see, that thing they are cutting off is a spiritual thing. Brother, are we together?
Yeah.
There is something that ties you and me to the Adamic lineage.
Oh, man.
praise the name of the Lord, that thing must be disconnected before you can get your name.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the need why the gospel you hear, the doctrine you hear, the word you hear at this time is paramount. Because it must be a sharp knife. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when Israel was about to enter the promised land, God gave instruction to Joshua. He said, make sharp knives and circumcise the children, the people of Israel. What now? The second time. You know why? All through the wilderness journey, all those who have been born that period, none of them have been what now? Circumcised. They didn't have time. You understand the point? They didn't have time. So, but for them to enter in the land of promise. Brother, are we together? For them to enter the land of promise, there must be what now? It's circumcision. And brethren, I believe that this is the word that we are hearing at this time of the end. Because God is about to usher people into another dimension. Promised land is not somewhere in the sky. Do you understand the point? Promised land is a dimension in Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Where man, the soul of man, will do what now? Enter. The Bible says that we shall be caught up, and so shall we be with who now? With the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. But the Lord is very clear that that place, he said, the uncircumcised and the unclean will not cross that threshold. So, what does it mean? It means that the realm of Pentecost today is a realm where God accommodates and allows things. God does not expect perfection in Pentecost. You understand the point? He says that this causes the days of ignorance. Brethren, are we together? Things which God ignores what now? Certain things. He ignores certain things. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because God must still work within us in the realm of our imperfection. I don't know if you understand the point, but He can only work in this realm in a measure. Do you understand the point? That's why on the day of Pentecost, you know, in Joel, God told Israel, says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. In other words, what he wanted to give was the spirit without measure, without reserve, in its fullness. But on the day of Pentecost, what he gave was a portion. That's why when Peter was quoting that scripture, he now said, the Lord said, I will pour out of
my spirit.
If you want to put it in English language, he said, I'll give you some. Do you understand the point? For now. Are you getting my point? Now this aspect, this pouring out, is actually for a witness. Do you understand the point? To show you and me evidence and proof that I have this thing. Praise the name of the Lord. That I have it. And to show the world proof that this thing is real. But that the real measure is only for those who submit themselves to what now? Circumcision. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? So it was after the circumcision that then they will name the child. In the Bible, name means what now? Nature. Praise the name of the Lord. So for you to get the name, you know the book of Revelation. It says, I will give you, he that overcometh, I will give him a new name. Do you understand the point? God wants to give you and me, what now? A new name. You know, John the Baptist had that challenge. There was a name that was running in their family. Do you understand the point? No, normally you inherit your father's descent. If there's cancer in your family, you inherit it. Do you understand the point? If there's madness there, you will inherit it. Whatever it is, you inherit it. But God was telling Zechariah, said that something new is about to happen. You're going to bring forth a son. This son will not continue that vicious cycle. I don't know if you understand the point. I'm going to give you a name for him. Brethren, the name come from heaven.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. John's name was from heaven. Jesus, his name was from where? From heaven. So, but the point was that if you are not careful, they will still give you your father's name. Are we together? So John, because the career was dumb, some people, you know, some big aunties and big uncles were already, you understand, giving him Zechariah. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? The woman said, no. Do you understand the point? The person who announced this child give him name it for the child. He said, go and ask his father. And they had the man went to
show.
That's what now. You know what John means? I think it means Jehovah has favored.
Grace.
Grace and favor. Praise the name of the Lord. Friends, are we together? That name is our destination.
Amen.
That name is your destination.
Amen.
To get a new name. Praise the name of the Lord. But in that new name, all that pertains to the old does what now? Terminates.
Mm.
You say, but there's nobody in your family that has that name. You know, it's normal as it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
So shall it continue.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
For brethren, what God is doing is a new thing.
Mm.
Don't be afraid of it. It is new.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Take courage to say, no, this is the name the Lord gave me.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? So it's easier to inherit names. That's how, you know, some of us inherited church, you know, order. Do you understand? But we are born again. This is the way people were doing it.
Yeah.
It's easy to just continue with that.
Mm.
Very easy to continue with it. Are we together?
Mm.
But there's a revelation.
Mm.
An angel appeared. Friend, this thing didn't come just ordinary. Do you understand the point?
Mm.
It came by the angel. And brought a word. And you have to stand in that word.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord. If you don't stand in that word, they will give you the old name.
Mm. It's true.
And out of shame, maybe out of respect,
mm-hmm.
you will carry a name when there's a new name for you.
That
follow it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get that, brethren.
Yes.
That's very important. So a time comes when you have to take a stand. Say, no, that's not the name the angel gave.
Mm-hmm.
Men are saying that. He said, no, though the angel. Do you understand the point? You have to stand in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you ask the Father. Sometimes you have to ask the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But I don't know if you understand my point now.
Of course.
Sometimes there are issues. God has to speak.
Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist's father had to come and write it.
Mm-hmm.
He said his name is John. And what I have written, I have written. Praise the name of the Lord. Friend, are we together?
Yes.
The Father is the one who confirms issues. When there is a controversy in this matter, it is the Father that does what now? Confirms it. Ask the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Friend, are we together?
Yes.
The Father that confirms, puts an end to every what now? Controversy. But you must take a stand. Because it's difficult. Many say there's nothing this kind of thing people are talking about.
Mm.
Where is it coming from? Do you understand the point? I've not seen anything like it. He said, yes. Ask the Father. Hallelujah. The Father confirms.
Like in Moscow.
Yes. The Father, you know, puts an end to this controversy. The moment, you know, Zechariah wrote that thing, said his name is John. Praise the name of the Lord. And do you know why? John, by virtue of that, broke out from the religious order. I don't know if you understand the point. If they had named him Zechariah, John would have ended up an ordinary, regular priest in the temple.
Like his dad.
Then I don't know if you follow what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If he had taken that old name, he would have ended up in the service of the temple.
Mm.
But he took the name that was given him.
Well,
and so John was able to fulfill the calling and the election and the purpose of God in his life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
I don't know what name the Lord is calling you now.
Immortality.
Corruption.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand this point? But then the process to that name is the challenge that is before us.
Amen.
But then the Lord who started it, he said, to bring it to pass. Do you understand the point? He, the Lord said, I will circumcise their hearts.
Mm.
Is that what the Lord said?
Mm.
He said, yes, I will circumcise their hearts to love me.
Yeah.
That sharp knife is that same word of the Spirit that is sharp. Is that what the Bible says?
Sharp.
That this knife is what now? Sharper than every two-edged word now. Sword. Now, this word is not just every preaching of the gospel. It says, if you look at some modern translations, it says that the word that God speaks.
Mm.
Do you understand the point? It's not just every message. It says the word of God, that which is proceeding from the Lord, is sharp. Praise the name of the Lord. It has the power to cut, to divide asunder that which is soulish and that which is what now? Spiritual. Praise the name of the Lord. To cut asunder.
separate it, divide it. Praise the name of the Lord. And you know, when God sent his word, he separated darkness from what now? Light. When he made that separation, he gave it one their name. See, the darkness, he called it what now? Night. Night is the name of darkness.
Okay.
Mm. Praise the name of the Lord. Day is the name of what now? Light. So the light will shine until the day dawn. Don't you understand that?
Yeah.
The light shines brighter and brighter until the perfect what now? Day.
Yay. Hallelujah.
Day is the fullness of light.
Aya manamaya.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, so you see, night is the apex of darkness.
Yes, sir.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm. And midnight is the apex of the apex of darkness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
But the night is fast paced.
And the day is at hand. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. So there's a need. You know, see, there's a way God works. The principle, he puts a seed, he speaks a word, and that word progresses until it becomes a decree.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There's a decree. They say that why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing in their hearts? They are sometimes, see, the enemy is kicking and striving.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't look to the future, you will get disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
But when these things happen, look up. Do you understand that? And look at the end point. Do you understand? The Lord has made a decree. He said, I have set my holy one. And that's you and that's me. Praise
Amen.
The name of the Lord.
Amen.
On Zion.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, you are my beloved son.
Amen.
This day I have what now? Begotten you.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that was the name given by who now? By the angel. Praise, this word you are hearing is a name.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about change of nature.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's not all about church, you know, and all those things. It's about a change of what now? Of nature. When you came into this world, you are carrying a name, a nature, a character trait. Forget about it. Praise the name of the Lord. What is God saying about you now? Praise the name of the Lord. That word is saying to you has power.
Amen.
Do you understand that? That word is embedded in that word. It is, Bible says that word is full of living power.
Mm-hmm.
Every word. It's active. Every word is a quickening word.
Amen.
That's why you must choose what you hear.
Amen.
Jesus said that, you see, it is the voice of the Son of Man that causes the dead to do what now? To
rise.
Praise the name of the Lord. There's a voice in the word. If it is God that is speaking, inside that word there's a voice.
Amen.
And when the dead hears it, whatever aspect of death that is working in you, something will happen. Praise the name of the Lord. That word does not return void.
Amen.
Every word that goes forth has a purpose attached to it. Do you understand the point? This word that is going forth today has a purpose attached to it. May God help us to discover the purpose attached to this word. So that, because that word is able to fulfill that purpose. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why religion is not an option for us. That it has to do with life. Praise the name of the Lord. It has to do with life. It's not just about somebody opening a book. You understand? Call it the Bible. No, as we talked about in during the weekend meeting, it's about not what is written here. It's what about what is now written where? Here.
Man.
It is written. Jesus was trying to tell them something.
Yeah.
You know, when Potiphar's wife came at Joseph, you know, there was something written here. Peter said, how? You understand the point? Nobody can understand that. He said, how can I? Is it how abhorrent? You understand? Against
God. Hallelujah.
Because there was a writing, there was an ordinance written already. When Jesus said, I've come to do your will, your law is where? In my heart. Your law is in my heart. Brethren, God's law will end up in our hearts. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is writing. And he will keep writing.
Amen.
The final aspect of it is a signature.
He
said, what I have written, I have written. The kings of the earth, he said, he is claiming to be a Christian. The Lord said, no, I have set my Holy One. I have already written it. Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
The Jews wanted to embarrass Jesus. You understand the point? But they ended up being what now?
Embarrassed.
They were the ones who were embarrassed. The Jews. But Pilate said, Jesus of Nazareth. I'm really hanging there for all eternity.
No,
you see, he's claiming. That's the way the enemy accuses us. They are claiming. You understand the point? Yes. But the Lord says, what I have written. The Lord has written something concerning you.
Amen.
You are better to fulfill that writing. You understand the point? You know, Joseph had to go through an experience. Look at the book of Psalms. Eventually, it was given unto him to teach senators wisdom. Do you understand? Principalities and powers. Do you understand the point now? You see, he says to execute the judgment
written. Hallelujah.
The devil has been judged from the beginning. Do you understand that? The judgment has been written. But a generation will rise up that will execute it.
Yes, yes.
That will not carry him and put him inside. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
So this is us. There are things say that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which have been. Do you understand the point?
Mm-hmm.
These things have been spoken. These things have, you know, just like Jesus discovered his purpose in the book here. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
As he was reading this thing,
careful.
One day he realized that in the book it is written of
me.
It wasn't just what the story of Abraham and Isaiah. Do you understand it? He suddenly realized that it's all about who?
About
me. That day he saw his name in the book. Praise the name of the Lord. And the law is that you must see your name in the book.
Amen.
It's a blessed day for you.
Amen.
The day you see your name in the book.
Oh, yeah.
This thing ceases to be about Israel in the wilderness.
Mm.
It's all about me.
Mm.
My journey from my own Egypt to my own promised land.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that is where God wants to bring you and bring me to.
Amen.
They called his name Jesus, which was soon named of the angel before he was conceived. Before he was formed, God said, this is what you are going to be. You are going to be my son. You understand the point? The strength, the expression of my strength, the manifestation of my glory. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm going to use you to embarrass somebody who thinks he wants to embarrass me. Pray, are we together?
Amen.
That you are ordained to become God's instrument to humiliate the devil.
Amen.
Do you understand the point? It is not, God says, how can I condescend? Do you understand? To this level, no. So what God did was to now go below the devil. Go to the dust of the earth. Do you understand the point? Mold somebody from the dust. Not only molding for the, but allow, because of molding him from the dust, you know, by virtue of wearing this flesh, there are certain inherent weaknesses and limitations that go with it.
Yes.
You understand? But it was all a trap for the devil.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
All a trap, because that would lure him. He looked at man and derided man. He looked down on us.
Mm.
Not knowing that in that vessel, God planned to put something. Are we together, brethren?
Yeah.
God planned to put something inside.
Yeah.
God planned to bring, you know, I believe God planned to bring the devil to enter into man. It was inside man that God terminated the devil.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know if you understand me. He lured man. He lured, you know, the fall of man was, God saw it clearly, for the trap. You understand the point? Now, that didn't take away Adam's responsibility in the fall.
Mm.
I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yes, Adam was the person who sinned. He was responsible for it. Oh, but the Most High God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm. He's the Most High God. So, the devil saw and jumped in.
Mm.
It wasn't, when he now got in, he couldn't get out.
Mm.
You understand the point?
Mm.
You know, in Jesus, the trap was tidied up. He brought him inside there, terminated him inside there. Do you understand the point?
Mm-hmm.
The devil entered a man he couldn't get out again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get the point.
Yeah.
He had been entering man all this while and having his way.
Yeah.
And the Lord was waiting for that particular man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the point? In whom he will get in, and then he will find out that I'm in a trap.
Mm-hmm.
We, yes?
I believe that, that the Lord laid this trap, the trap, not only for the devil, for darkness.
Yes.
In the fullness. So because when darkness arises to its fullness,
amen.
It says that light will shine forth.
Yes, and
destroy
the
darkness. Because in the beginning, there was darkness.
Mm-hmm.
At the, what's it called now? At the
creation.
At creation.
Hallelujah.
There was darkness.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And God
amen.
Said, let us create man.
Mm-hmm.
And he created light as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then there was also darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants to destroy that darkness. And he's using us
mm-hmm.
As sons of God, when we manifest to be sons of God,
yeah.
to destroy darkness
mm-hmm. completely.
And the devil as well.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Fantastic. I'm encouraged.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
But are we together, brother? This is just
yeah.
the picture just unfolding.
Yeah.
Unfolding.
Yeah.
Jesus was a big trap. Do you understand? When the spirit got around him, they say we have buried him. I don't know if you understand the point. We have finished him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know that they were the ones who were buried. Praise the name of the Lord. And brother, I tell you something. Every tribulation you're passing through is a trap. Are we together? Every tribulation you're passing through is a lure. You know, what does the Lord do? He points you out. Do you understand the point? He points you out. Say, behold my servant. The devil knows, oh, these are the people who will terminate me. And he goes after you. Do you understand the point? He goes after you. See, the 10 plagues in Egypt was a big trap. Do you understand the point? Each one was luring the enemy out.
Mm.
That's the way, just like sometimes we have a problem.
Mm.
The more you pray about the problem, the worse the problem gets.
Yeah.
Are you getting the point now?
Yeah.
The more you pray, the problem looks like it's getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God is setting a trap.
Mm.
That's why you must always persist.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you understand the point? You must always importunate.
Mm.
You must hold on. By the time the sun is hot, by the time the sun is hot, your deliverance will do what? Praise the name of the Lord. Let me tell you another story again. You know, when Joshua and the five kings were fighting, you remember the story? Praise the name of the Lord. He did something. He went and captured the kings, big boys, put them in the place, lock them up. Do you understand? And he began to now chase the smaller ones. Praise the name of the Lord. When he had finished the smaller ones, he went back to the big ones. He said, open the cave. Let the big guys come out. There are spirits that God is going to release at this time of the end.
Mm-hmm.
They have been bound. But you see, he was going to use a weak. You know, there is something about what we are doing that has to do with weakness. The Lord is making us weak. You know, in the church, in Pentecost, men are claiming dominion. Do you understand? And power.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And authority. And sometimes even if not there, they are pretending about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that God is in, he's covering them in a covering of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the point? They look weak.
Quiet.
In weakness. They look like, you understand the point? You know, in that weakness, the enemy said, aha, aha, I have swallowed them up.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In that covering of weakness, God is about to terminate that which enemy is being pumped out.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, brethren, this is where we are at this time. See, though he was crucified in much weakness, he delivered by the power of God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And so, this is the journey. Let's go back again. This is interesting. I'm supposed to have moved beyond this, but this is part 21. It just, open up. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He said he was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so circumcision is the crux of this matter. What's my time, please?
It's
about 10 tonight.
Huh?
About 10 to 9 now.
Okay, how much time do I have? Praise the name of the Lord.
Past 9.
9:30, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love the word like this when it does open up like that. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and it tells us the reality of the spirit that we are working with. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, like when I was talking to Joe, just the thing just, you know, like that. You are talking about devil's darkness. God invited darkness. And that he says that, you know, that's why he said that he swallowed death.
Aye,
man. You understand the point now? Swallowed it up.
Yeah.
It came in. The thing came in.
Oh, yeah.
And God swallowed it.
Yes.
Oh, man. Terminated it by swallowing it.
Swallowed up by life.
Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that death is going to be swallowed up.
Amen.
By life.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Darkness is going to be swallowed up
by life.
Praise the name of the Lord. And that's the truth of the matter, brethren. In us, God wants to put certain things to a final end. Now, Jesus came to show us a pattern. Are we together? He laid the foundation. But God wants to finish it up in the people. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we see that circumcision is fundamental. You know, I was just looking through scripture. You know, and I remember David fighting against Goliath. Praise the name of the Lord. How many people remember that? You know, Goliath came up against Israel. You know, and I believe that Goliath represents a problem that church today will not be able to deal with. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. A situation, a challenge. You know, there's something about the Philistines. You know, this thing, the flesh man, not just the flesh, but the flesh man that is religious. You understand? The flesh man that intrudes into the things of God. You know, these Philistines, they capture the ark. I don't know if you understand that. They captured the ark. They kept the ark. That is also part of what I've been talking about. God allowed them to capture the ark. Do you understand the point? Why? Because God wanted to get into Philistia and destroy the whole place. When they captured the ark, they thought it was a victory. Isn't it? Sometimes when the enemy knocks you down, he thinks he has a victory, isn't it? Paul said we're knocked down, but we're not
destroyed.
God is doing something. The ark stayed there for 3 days. You understand the point? 3 nights. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's correct.
By the time Dagon says came up.
Hey, you ask Dagon. If you could talk with Dagon today, I ask you what happened that time. Leave that in. I get my point. You see, Dagon felt that he had captured the ark. So by the time the first night, there was serious battering in that place. I don't know if you have watched Tom and Jerry before. There was serious battering inside the thing. By the time the morning was over, boy, you were picking Dagon. You understand? From here and there. Of course, he couldn't talk to tell them, so look, get this God away from me. Do you understand the point? So everybody was running. If they carry the ark to this place, they brought the ark. After a while, the whole of Philistia says, please, best thing do what now?
Carry it
back. So these Philistines actually represent carnal men trying to handle, you understand, and control and dominate the things of God.
It's true.
Do you understand the point? This is the challenge church has today.
Yeah.
Uncircumcised, uncrucified men trying to touch and handle holy things. So they put God, the things of God, under their finger. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, this way of the Philistines is the way of church. Church politics. Church, you understand? You know, this was the fight. You know, when Israel was to leave Egypt, there was a way that was shorter and faster. God says, I won't take them through that way. Do you know why? You see that when they see war, you know, have you seen the wars of the Philistines? That is church politics. You know, right now in Assemblies of God in Nigeria, the crisis is much. They killed somebody. Yes, they took a pastor, other pastors from that pastor. They got gunmen, put a gun to his head, blew it out. Yes. The crisis now. For those who support, you know, the GO was removed. So in fact, in my hand, that acting GO was put. You know, that's how bad the situation is.
Yeah, she wants
so you ask yourself, who are they fighting for? I don't know if you understand the point.
How would they blow somebody else? And this is about God.
Yes, about God now. Which God now? Which God?
And God has said, do not kill.
Yes, which God?
Ha.
I don't know if you understand the point. So, these Philistines, you know, have dominated the church. They have come to a point of, you know, you can't, you know, sharpen your sword. You must go to them.
Yeah.
Mm. Then you cannot move. You know, cough. You must, if you want to even implement for digging, you must go to them. So they control everything. So it is a system that has so designed itself that, you know, pay before you become this. Yeah. Somebody must come and appoint you this and order and all that. The whole system of man has taken hold of the things of God. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, and the thing is growing. Because if you look at Goliath, Goliath was the apex of, you know, this thing, the 666. You understand that? If you look at it, yes, everything, 666. And they couldn't deal with the matter. And there's no way they can deal with it. Because all of them are products of the system. I don't know if you understand the point. All the soldiers in Israel, every sword they had, even the armor that Saul wanted to give to David, was made in Philistia. You understand the point? So how can you use it to fight Goliath? Are we together, brethren? And you see, these guys have an interest. They want to keep this thing under their thumb. You want to keep it under their thumb.
Now, asking, what are the three sixes for the land?
Okay, did we look at that?
Yes.
No.
Don't mention it.
Okay, let me look at the. Let me just read that out. 1 Samuel 17. Let's see. Can pull them out. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. He had this Goliath, verse 4, say his height was 6 cubits.
Yeah.
Do you understand? That's one. And secondly, the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and he weighed 600 shekels of iron. Okay. And let me see where the other one is. Okay. He had 6 fingers too. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. So
those are the 6 things.
Yes. So now when you look at that, you see the expression of man and religion. Brethren, I don't know if you understand the point now. Religion plus carnality. It's not just flesh. You understand? It is flesh working with the anointing. That is Philistia. And they were the deadliest enemy. Look at the ones outside. Because the Philistines were the deadliest enemy. Let me tell you what these guys do. You know, Samson was anointed of God. Praise the name of the Lord. You remember Samson?
Yeah.
Samson was anointed of God. And you're going to see how this circumcision is tied up. Because, you see, the mark of Philistia is uncircumcision. Now, the word Goliath is taken from a root word, Galar. Means to wallow in the mud. Are you getting my to roll in the mud and to expose your nakedness? I don't know if you understand the point now. Goliath. It's the root word. You have the word Golgotha. Actually, Goliath is taken from the word Golgotha is taken from the word Goliath of Gath. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? You know, when David killed Goliath, he took the head. Are you getting my point now? And carried it to Jerusalem. What did he do with it? You tell me. The Jewish Talmud people tell us that he buried it in the place of the skull. Praise the name of the Lord. That place is, that's because of the head of Goliath. That's why it's called the place of the skull. This head was on this same place that Jesus Christ was what now? Crucified. Do you understand the point? It's God's victory over the carnal mind. I don't know if you're getting my point now. The Lord had an intention to judge man and the mind of man, intruding and handling and dominating and controlling spiritual things. man has to hang up. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why the man that was to judge Goliath didn't come from the system of Saul. I don't know if you understand the point. None of the soldiers, those people who were brought up part of the system, could handle Goliath. It was somebody who was somewhere else. God anointed him. The professional ministers and preachers didn't know Goliath. You know, when he came out, they said, who is this boy?
David, sorry.
Which Bible school did you attend? You understand? Which ministry? You are asking, who is this boy?
Who overseas you?
Do you understand the point? Who is your mentor? You understand the point?
Yeah.
Who are your destiny helpers? Do you know the point was that you had to take somebody who had a personal, he was a mentor of God, he had fellowship with God. Do you understand the point? He was not part of the system.
Yeah.
And he, when they gave him the instruments of the system, he said, do you understand the point? Only him could deal with that matter. Praise the name of the Lord. There's something about them. These guys are monitors. The Philistines. You know, Samson was anointed of God. But you see, when the Philistines wanted to deal with Samson, okay? Brother, are we together?
Yes.
Important. So this is a very, very vital thing. You know, they were looking for a weakness. Samson. Something that Samson was married to. Now Samson went and married outside the tribes of Israel. Are you getting the point now? You know, sometimes we have certain attachments, certain affections, certain, you know, sentimental, you understand, you know, that are outside, so tight, bonds that become the link. Through which, you understand, these things, guys were coming. They would know that way. And they paid her money. They go and find out the secret of his strength.
Yeah.
So that we can reduce him to become a mere man. Because that's what Samson said, if you shave my hair, I'll become a mere ordinary man. But one of them said, I'll become one man. Ordinary like one of you. You know, when he fell, they say, how are thou fallen? So you have become like one of us. You that used to shake the... But the point was this. The Philistines set what they call liars in wait. They had come into his house. He didn't know that they were inside his house.
Yeah, because we already had
woman. Are you getting my point now? Now, Paul was writing, talked about certain people that are coming to spy out our liberty. What are they checking for?
Checking out for your
let's look at this. When a man is circumcised, see, if you look at Genesis chapter 17, God, you need to read through it, we can't read it now. God told Abraham, Abraham was 99 years, 1 year to go. You understand the point? But he told him, he said, look, you know, when Abraham had Ishmael, he was not circumcised. You understand that now?
Yeah.
Ishmael is out of the program.
Yeah.
It's out of the picture. When it was time for God to bring forth his son, he said, Abraham, you need to circumcise.
Yeah.
Because this old man cannot bring forth this son.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Abraham, and he said, everybody must circumcise. That this circumcision is a token. Hello? This circumcision is a token of my covenant with you.
Yeah.
Now, what does this sign? Token is a flag. A flag flying. It means that in the realm of the spirit, the devil knows those who are what now? Circumcised. And that is the flag that says, touch not my anointed. Are you getting my point now? That is how the dragon will know. This one. Don't touch me. Are you getting the point now? Now, this is the symbol of power upon the head that the woman, do you understand, the soul must do what now? Must wear. Because the angels are also monitoring.
Yeah.
Who is carrying a token? Do you understand the point?
Yeah.
Who? You see, when you are circumcised, you are disconnected from one head, you lose your head. So that you can be connected to what now? Another head.
Beheaded.
Praise the name of the Lord. Brother, are we together?
Yes.
So spirits have a way of knowing. So Samson was, you know, this last in wait, you understand, has come in. You know what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4? You understand? As we grow up into Christ, they were not going to be tossed to and fro by the manipulations of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. No, these men come to spy out our liberty. What is liberty? He said that where the Spirit of the Lord is in control, where the Spirit of the Lord is ruling. Do you understand the point? It's where the Spirit of the Lord is governing. Where Christ is head, that's where you have liberty. Are we together, brethren?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's where you have liberty. So there are spirits that come to spy out. They want to make sure that, do you understand the point? You're under government. You understand? If the woman is not under government, then you know what happened to Samson. Those guys with those lies in wait speak about some of these spirits. Brenna, I don't know if you are following what I'm trying to say. Yes, the church must come to a place of being circumcised, disconnect from the mind of man, the arrangement of man, the way of man. Do you understand? Hallelujah. And then come under what now? The government of Christ. And there are spirits that monitor these things. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know what I said? You know what happened to Samson? As long as he was connected, they could not touch him.
Mm.
Do you understand the point? You know, the purpose of God is that Christ might be head over all things to the church, which is what now? His body. But the moment Samson lost that connection, the uncircumcised and the unclean is what now? Entered into the circle, they took over. And they reduced him, to an entertainer.
It's possible.
It's like, you see the minister today, it is much more of what now?
Entertainment.
Oh, some have large crowds.
No.
They took something to a very large crowd.
Arena.
I don't know if you understand the point. The biggest place where they gather to worship Baal. You may not be surprised what happens when people talk about church service on Sunday, people gather. And for some of these spirits that come to monitor, they understand the point. For them, it is what now? It is
fun.
Happy time. That's what goes on.
Comedy
time.
Comedians.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, hallelujah, there will be time. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? So this thing is fundamental. They circumcise. The spirits know, because God says that this is my token, this is my flag, this is the symbol of power upon the what now? Upon the head. Praise the name of the Lord. This power upon the head is the government of who now? Of Christ. That's why the woman in the book of Revelation, she's wearing what now? 12 what now? Tags. It is the headship of Christ, the government of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. So the Philistines actually monitor you. Do you understand? They are watching something. And Delilah will come, get him to sleep by giving him what now? Wine. You understand the point? That's about the only way she could get him to sleep any time that she wanted. Do you understand the point? She had that kind of control. And but you see, there are certain things about our lives. There are openings. There are weaknesses. There are things we have been married to. You know, God warned Israel. They don't marry the daughters of what now? Of Canaan. Today, what are we talking about? You know, when we use the internet, let me use that as a thing. We need to be careful. It's addictive. Are we together?
Mm-hmm.
It's very addictive. That's the power in it. That people can get swallowed up in it and can't control it anymore. Movies are addictive. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, we all live in a world of denial. You understand the point? One of the worst things, if you catch a drug addict, the first thing he will do what is to do what? To deny.
Yeah.
That's the truth of the matter. You will tell, I don't have a problem. You know, I don't have a problem. Everybody knows that he has a problem except who? Except himself. Praise the name of the Lord. So there are marriages.
Yeah.
And God has been telling us, make sure you marry within your what now?
That's right.
We need to begin to cultivate passion for spiritual things.
Amen.
For things that fall within the purview of God. praying, are we together?
Yes.
Within the things that fall within that problem. If not, you know what those women do? They take our hearts what now?
Away.
But you see, stop us. 1990. See that pornography is designed of God to stop the mind
of
functioning
God.
What now?
Yeah.
Spiritually.
Yeah. Yeah. The devil, not God.
Sorry. The mind of the devil, sorry.
Yeah.
To stop the mind from functioning what now? Spiritually.
Yeah.
Because you can't function, you can't love the world and God at the same what now? Time. Praise the name of the Lord. The moment you begin to feed more on the word of God, feed more in communion with God, definitely your appetite for other things will begin to drop. That's the law. If you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. The Philistines are coming. In fact, the Philistines are already here. Praise the name of the Lord. Did you notice that David destroyed the Philistines? Saul was destroyed by the Philistines. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Yeah.
You know, David overcame them, he fought them and beat them hands down. Why? Because David has his origin. Praise the name of the Lord. Before David will take one step, he said, Lord, you understand?
Yeah.
What do I do? Saul said, I'm king.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Whatever I like. You understand?
I
do. No man should eat any food here. That's what I don't say so. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me tell you. The end of the story is that, you know, somebody said it, that the Israel has fled from the Philistines. See, there has been a great slaughter among the people. Saul is dead. His three sons are all dead. Everybody has scattered around the mountains. But brethren, I want to tell you, that may be bad news, but it's also good news. It's the beginning of a new arrangement. The beginning of a new kingdom. Outwardly, people will wonder, what is happening in the church? Like trouble everywhere, corruption everywhere. I say, yes, God is pulling down the system. But I tell you something, out of all that, he's going to set up a new what now? Arrangement. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to stop here. Amen. We can't go touch the other aspect. Let me just stop with this aspect of circumcision. Praise the name of the Lord. Maybe some other time. Amen.
Amen.
The other aspect may be purification. It has to do with cleansing. You know, the Bible says that when a woman gives birth, you remember that?
Yeah.
You understand? She's unclean 7 days. Then if it's a son, she will do another 33 days to make it 40 days. Then on that 40th day she goes to the what now? To the temple with the things she needs for her what now? Purification. Praise the name of the Lord. There are two aspects of purification. One is a burnt offering, the other one is what now? A sin offering. Praise the name of the Lord. She goes to the east gate, the gate of Nicanor. You know, and there they sprinkle these things upon her and she's purified from her uncleanness. Praise the name of the Lord. Now God is just trying to tell us that, you know, we've come into this world in a state of what now? Uncleanness. Praise the name of the Lord. And that God wants to begin a work of purification from the day you get born again. You understand that God initiates a work and he continues to do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Until he presents you spotless, without blemish, you understand? Irreproachable, irrebukable. Now that's God's destination for you. You can well believe it. Praise the name of the Lord. He wants to sprinkle, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. He said, I will cleanse you from all your impurities. Praise the name of the Lord. And you will no longer defile my sanctuary. Pray, there's a lot of defilement in the sanctuary today. But the Lord says, for those who choose, come and I will cleanse you. Praise the name of the Lord. I will sprinkle water on you. So it is the aspect of circumcision, the aspect of the purification that will now culminate in the woman presenting that son. Do you understand? Before the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. This presentation is our ultimate destination. Do you understand that? Unto principalities, unto power. Say, look at him, the fruit, do you understand, of my labor. This is that son that I spoke about. Do you understand the point? This one has actually submitted to this purification, to this circumcision. And he has come out whole and entire. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I desire to be presented.
Amen.
Because I'm a firstborn.
Amen.
A firstborn son. Do you understand me, brethren? God said, the firstborn son that breaketh out of what now? The womb.
The matrix.
The womb. That womb is a covering of sin, of earthiness. Do you understand that? It is our environment where the soul is coming out from. All inside this womb, conceived in sin. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And in iniquity, shapened.
Mm-hmm.
This, in the womb, we have been misshapen. We have been deformed.
Oh,
praise the name of the Lord. Beautiful. But the Lord says that He wants us to be conformed again.
Amen.
Unto the image of His Son.
Amen.
Which was what God had in mind when He said, let us make man in our own image. Praise the name of the Lord.
Awesome.
When God has that product again,
amen,
He's able to say, that thing I said at the beginning, I have actually what now? I have accomplished it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Good night.